This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show is a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life. From Real Country, 1260 WBNR, 1420 WLNA, 920 WGHQ, and 92.5 FM in Kingston.
Hi, it's Casey. Very happy to be shining on again. You know, we had a couple of repeat shows the past two Sundays. I don't do that very often. I missed you. And we've got a lot of work to do today. What's my favorite thing to talk about? How the brain works. Do you know any stressed out kids? We have a great book for parents, teachers, caregivers. We can all learn from this book. It's called Self-Reg by Dr. Stuart Shanker. And he's going to teach us how the brain works and also teach us how to identify stressors and reduce them so we can help these kids be less stressed. And then get ready for a party. Natural Awakenings magazine is 10 years old, and we are going to celebrate. Yes, you are invited. First, let's send out some love to Florida and Texas and every human who is dealing with the aftermath of Harvey last week and Irma this week. Literally, take a breath. And imagine love floating to the people who need to feel it the most. Let's just send out love and hope and courage. And just give a hug to people with our prayers. We're letting our loving thoughts ring out everybody who needs them this morning. Amen. Now, if you need a little self-love, I've got a day for that. Catch up with me September 17th for another famous chakra lunch at the Organic Teaching Kitchen in Croton. We'll reconnect you with your inner light. Columbus weekend, I'm hosting a Shine On Vendors Expo in Verplank, Northern Westchester. So if you're a crafter, artisan, healer, come join that party. Get details at casey.co. And an announcement for animal lovers. Lucky Dogs Ranch Pet Shampoo and Conditioner is here. Get to know my pack on the Lucky Dogs Ranch Facebook page. And for inspiration anytime, join a circle of women on Facebook. We are doing good stuff there. Now, the amazing Dr. Shanker has time for only a few minutes with us today, but he's going to do great things for those of us who know stressed out kids. This world-renowned professor of psychology believes there's no such thing as a bad kid. Even the most frustrating and troubling behavior has an explanation and a way forward. In Self-Reg, How to Help Your Child and You Break the Stress Cycle and Engage with Life, this book is now out in paperback. Dr. Shanker shows us how behavior that's been labeled as bad is often an expression of a child's inability in the moment to respond to everything that's going on around them. We're seeing a generation of kids and teens with excessively high levels of stress. The book Self-Reg helps us identify stressors, reduce them, and help the kids engage. Welcome to Westchester and the Hudson Valley, Dr. Shanker. Where are we finding you today?
I'm in Eastern Ontario, and I've got a kid who played hockey all through your part of the world.
Oh, isn't that funny? My husband's a hockey coach.
You're not kidding.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. But you know what? We're going to have to do that show another day.
Okay.
This book is fantastic, and it is one of my absolute favorite subjects for moms and dads because we need to know why our kids are freaking out. And they're just not freaking out in childhood. They're freaking out right through young adulthood. So let's start with right here. Tell us what we need to know about the brain. What do we need to understand about what's going on with these kids?
That's a terrific question. Over the last 20 years, there's been a sort of revolution in our understanding of the brain, and that's the basis of this book. What we've learned is because we can now see pretty deep inside the brain, we've learned that there's really two systems that we need to be concerned with. The system on the top of the brain, the part, what we call it, the learning brain, that thinks, that listens, that chooses. And then underneath that, there's this deep limbic system. And when it gets over aroused, when it goes into what we call a red zone state, what happens is not only does it run the show with strong impulses, but it shuts down or severely compromises the thinking parts of the brain. so to really help a kid, you know, the first part of your question, to really help these kids that are having these problems, we've got to figure out why are they going into this red brain state? What can we do when they're in it to bring them back into blue brain, thinking brain? And then we've got to figure out why is this happening to my child and what can the child learn so that they can manage this for themselves.
All right. So when a mother or father or even a teacher has a kid, you know, that's in a state and we say, yep, just muscle through, just use your willpower, yep, just do it. Why is that wrong?
How's it working for you?
Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah. So what we're seeing is this is the, you know, sort of age-old classic response. And maybe 50, 60 years ago, it was pretty good. The kid could work through it. But what we're seeing today is different. And what we're seeing today is a generation of children and teens that are overstressed. And by overstressed, we mean not just the emotional stresses that may stick out or the social stresses, but physiological stresses, cognitive stresses. So we look at five domains of stress. And what we now understand, to come back to your very first question, is if the kid is in that red brain state because of too much stress, then they can't muscle through it. Then they can't just, you know, suck it up and you know, exercise some self-control because those systems in the brain have gone offline.
All right. Parents and caregivers are giving children younger and younger iPads to play with, iPhones to play with. Is this a good thing?
Well, we've got research coming out now showing us that, you know, there are two ways of looking at this. One is whether or not the screen is itself a physiological stressor. And we have research now telling us that it can definitely be a physiological stressor. But there's a more important point. The most basic need that a young child has is for something called the interbrain, and that's the core of the self-reg book. The interbrain are those back and forth interactions with mom, with the caregiver, with whoever the adult is that's a primary regulating force. What the child needs is to be regulated by this, we call an external brain, to be either upregulated, you know, picked up, or downregulated, soothed. And by having these back and forth interactions, experiences, the child's brain will be wired to do it for himself. The child will learn how to do it for himself. So what's missing when we have too much time on these devices is the most important aspect that evolution designed for the development of a healthy brain, and that is the interbrain. The interbrain.
Interconnection, touching and feeling. Self-reg, how to help your child in you break the stress cycle and successfully engage with life. Dr. Stuart Shenker, do you have a website we can go to for more information?
I do. It's self-reg.ca, self-reg.ca.
Okay. You are amazing, and thank you so much for this book, and I'm going to tell moms and dads everywhere to get it. Thank you for your good work. Have a great day.
Thank you, Casey. Bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Stuart Shenker. The book is called Self-Reg, and you can find him at self-reg.ca. Check out tons of free resources there. Next up, a monthly magazine also full of free resources to help us live naturally.
The Rotary Club of Peekskill will host its 47th annual horse show and country fair on September 23rd and 24th at the Blue Mountain Reservation in Peekskill. There is no charge for parking or admission, and the show will go on, rain or shine. Competitions will run from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday for our Western riders and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday for English. We have pony and hay rides, a country fair and craft market, and bouncy and slide rides for the children, along with a country kitchen where you can purchase baked goods, pumpkins, apples, and mums. You haven't lived until you stop by our food tent for our famous sausage and peppers, or our burgers, hot dogs, or fries. We hope to see you on September 23rd and 24th. You won't be disappointed.
It's 529. Are you saving for college? 529 college savings plans are offered by states to provide easy and affordable ways to save. Saving in advance is a key part of preparing for higher education and avoiding high student loan debt. National studies show that students with savings are much more likely to attend and graduate from college than students with no savings. For more information on how you can get started, visit collegesavings.org.
Hi, it's Casey. Natural Awakenings magazine is waiting for you free of charge in Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties. Merrilee Burrell and Dana Bollinger are the publishers, so you can look for Natural Awakenings in healthy stores and offices and find it online at wakeupnaturally.com. You're about to meet a woman who walks her talk, and you'll hear the unusual path that led her to embrace healthy living and undertake a monthly printing deadline. Full disclosure, as they say, Dana Bollinger and I are friends. We became friends through this show. I mentioned once years ago that I was in need of a walking partner to get some cardio, and she emailed me and told me that she loved living well and she had a magazine to prove it, and she would join me for a walk. And so we met, and I huffed and puffed. But over the years, our walks and talks became invaluable to me, and she still surprises me when I put on my interviewer hat. So I asked my friend, Dana Bollinger, how we'll spy this month's Natural Awakening magazine. And she told me by the couple on the cover.
It's a couple lying on, the woman's lying on top of the man in a yoga pose, kind of really fun and light, and showing that yoga does not all serious. It can be a joyful interaction.
The woman's lying on top of the man. I guess that is a joyful interaction.
Oh, yeah. Couples yoga can be quite fun.
You never know who's reading Natural Awakenings. I did a women's retreat weekend at Graymore in Garrison a few weeks ago, and you were kind enough to give me a big stack of magazines to hand out to the ladies as we were preparing to open the weekend. And the organizer of the event, Father Tom from Graymore, says, oh, Natural Awakenings, I love that magazine. I pick it up whenever I see it.
Oh, that's great. I love hearing stories of who reads Natural Awakenings, and you're right. There are, like, so many different men, women. It's a real mixture, and I'm always kind of joyfully surprised when somebody comes up to me, and I never expect that they're reading it, but they are. So it's fun.
Yeah, it's great. So now, you know, you are this businesswoman who has to meet deadlines every month. What's that like to be a magazine publisher?
Well, put it this way. Even though I get to talk with all these very, very interesting, inspiring people, and every day is like a journey and an adventure for me. Sometimes I come home and I've met with somebody that is a shaman or somebody else who's doing a yoga teacher training. So my day-to-day is not what most people would call stressful, but that monthly deadline, the presses are waiting, is quite a challenge. And so honestly, I use a lot of people in my magazine to keep me balanced. You know, I've had Reiki treatments. I have a spiritual coach, which my business partner and I meet with monthly. Then we have a business coach. And all these different professionals in the coaching fields really help keep us on target. And that's part of, like, who's in our magazine. That really, it's a guide. You know, it's a guide for us. It's made quite a difference in my own life overall. I have a wellness team, I call them. People who I see, a chiropractor, my holistic dentist. We have different classes and meetup groups that we go and get out in nature with people. We definitely, we walk the talk. It's not just a magazine, it's like a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle. It's absolutely a lifestyle. We're talking to Dana Bollinger, celebrating 10 years publishing Natural Awakenings magazine in Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties. So it feels to me like, because I didn't know you 10 years ago when you first started publishing, but it feels to me like when you started this, you didn't have a spiritual coach and a holistic dentist. So your life has really evolved into more of this lifestyle too.
Oh, yes. I think what kick-started me on this, even before I started publishing, was a very special organization, and they have a big event coming up, so I do want to just give kudos to Support Connection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a breast cancer conqueror, and it was with Support Connection, which is very dear to my heart, where I learned to meditate, where I learned the importance of having support groups and people to talk to that are going through similar journeys that you have. And they started me on that mindset and the track. And then a few years after I went through all of my challenges with breast cancer and came on the positive side, you know, I changed my eating habits. I worked with nutritionists, and the Natural Awakenings came along, and the opportunity was presented actually by a chiropractor who introduced it to me. So it was all kind of evolving, and then I said yes. I never had even wanted to have my own business, honestly. And I said yes, and I met my business partner, Mary Lee, and we've just been in forward motion ever since.
Wow. And now coming up on 10 years. Support Connection is a nonprofit that helps women with breast and ovarian cancer. They're based out of Yorktown. So it was Support Connection that gave you that first taste of the mind-body connection, right?
Yes, it was.
Now, isn't that amazing? And you call yourself a breast cancer conqueror.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I feel it's more empowering. I feel empowered as a person that life landed that challenge on me, and you really need to be empowered and take control of my health and my wellness. When I went through that, I had to really take a hard look at myself. You know, am I eating healthy? Am I having healthy thoughts, positive thoughts? When you survive, it's like you kind of got through it, you muddled through it, but I really feel that it was a gift. Because I really shifted my life, and I feel more empowered now than I ever have, and it was going through that experience that brought me to its side that I feel like I conquered it more so than I just survived.
And after you conquered it, waiting on the other side for you was this opportunity to become a publisher of a healthy magazine.
Yes.
You know, if you hadn't gone through that and this opportunity showed up to be a publisher of a healthy magazine, it wouldn't have interested you.
Yeah. I think in our lives, many things pop up. We have opportunities probably that we don't even capture every day. And then for whatever reason, like they say, the light bulb goes off. Mary Lee, my business partner, she said that the biggest things that she felt that when she went through changes, and she went through a lot of things in her life way back when, she had picked up local classes and events, and she experienced life in a different way. And then when she learned about Natural Awakenings over in Connecticut at first, really she wanted to bring together the connection of all these great practitioners that are offering all kinds of classes, from painting to chakra balancing and meditation and herbs and all these kinds of holistic natural ways to approach life. And the best way to do that is to go get involved. And so for her, the calendar was the biggest kind of excitement. And what she looked at this magazine to be is to help people find these kinds of services that are all over.
Right. So, yeah, that's one of the highlights of Natural Awakenings magazine is your calendar of classes and events. So we want to pick up your magazine just about everywhere in Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess County. Look for Healthy Places and ask for it. And you can also find out more on the website, right?
It's wakeupnaturally.com.
So now you are celebrating 10 years, and you have a big party coming up on October 1st, your 10-year publishing party, and everybody's invited?
Oh, yes. We hope all sorts of ages come. We're going to have lots happening for kids, families. We've got great lineup of local food vendors. Food's like huge in our magazine. I mean, there's just local food is exploding in our area, and we have lots happening in our magazine about that. But the party is a party. It's not a vendor tabletop show or something. It's really an interactive party. It's like getting Natural Awakenings live. Mm. So we're going to have local food vendors that will give tastings, but then they'll have food to sell. So bring a picnic blanket, because you can sit out in the field. It's going to be held at a great place, Hilltop Hanover Farm, which is a agricultural education center. And it's actually owned by Westchester County. So that speaks in itself. Like, the county is embracing local farming, organic pick-your-own vegetables. They have classes, and it's just a great venue. And so we'll have food vendors. Then we have people who are going to be offering community yoga out in the field that's there at Hilltop Hanover. We have two different teachers. That one will be kind of like a fun, light, move and groove half-hour class. Somebody else who's going to do a yoga class for all ages, Then we have somebody who's running the woman who started the Center for Health and Healing in Mount Kisco, Melanie Ryan. She's going to be leading a meditation circle. And we have the Westchester Spirited Drumming Group coming, and they're going to be leading a drumming circle.
It's really like the pages of Natural Awakenings magazine just come to life.
Yes.
Fabulous. So that's at Hilltop Hanover Farm October 1st, and that's in Yorktown, and we can find out more at wakeupnaturally.com. In the magazine that's out now with the yoga couple on the cover, what can we find inside?
Lots and lots about yoga, but what we did was we connected with probably over 24 yoga studios, probably more, I would say, to find out what's happening. They have yoga teacher training. They have yoga classes for anything that you could ever imagine. And we have write-ups. We have profiles. Lots and lots about yoga, the benefits of it, how it can be for all ages, all kinds of walks of life. And then, of course, in our magazine every month, we always have great information on local food, inspirational article. We have a monthly column on astrology and the calendars, healthy kids, pets. We always try and have a mixture of something, but then we have a focus. So September's our focus on yoga. Next month it will be something else.
Everything that we get in the magazine, can we also get online?
Well, the magazine goes digital. So the answer is yes, you can read a digital version. We actually have a free Natural Awakenings app that can be downloaded where you can actually search for practitioners all over the country. But on our website, wakeupnaturally.com, you can get the digital magazine, and there's a whole nother free community calendar online, different from what's in print. So you can find all sorts of great information there.
All right. Is there anything else our listeners need to know about you and Merrily and Natural Awakenings magazine?
We're very excited to see people are learning to step away from the computers and their cell phones and getting out there and moving, whether it's yoga, gyms. I mean, it's like in every town there is something, bike trails, hiking trails. And so I think people are really embracing what we're talking about, the healthy lifestyle. They're getting into lots and lots of experiences that make a shift from sitting behind a computer or sitting behind a desk or a job. And they're really getting out there and living life more joyfully. And we're loving it. You know, we're just loving finding more and more people who are offering classes and seeing the people who are really, they call us and they tell us their lives are changing. So it's exciting time.
Dana Bollinger, who with Merrily Burrell brings us the amazing Natural Awakenings magazine. Find it free in Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess, and online at wakeupnaturally.com. Eileen O'Hare from Blissing will be providing the music at the 10th anniversary party. Really, everyone's welcome. October 1st at Hilltop Hanover Farm. That's right after the Support Connection Walk at FDR Park in Yorktown, and I will see you at both of these events. Casey.co will have more info always. Come right back for our thought for the day.
Have alcohol or drug dependence made your life or the life of someone you love unmanageable? For more than 100 years, St. Christopher's Inn has been the place where men in crisis find hope. Located in Garrison, New York, St. Christopher's Inn is a residential shelter and substance abuse treatment center where no man is turned away because of race, religion, or ability to pay. If you or someone you know needs to find a way out of addiction, call us at 800-424-0027 or visit our website at stchristophersinn.org.
Hi, I'm Viola Davis. Did you know that 1 in 6 kids in America struggle with hunger? Growing up, I was one of those kids, but we can solve this. When we make breakfast happen for kids in our neighborhood, we have the power to end childhood hunger. We create bigger, brighter school days and healthier minds and bodies. Go to hungeris.org and lend your time or your voice.
A message from the Albertsons Companies Foundation and the Entertainment Industry Foundation.
Thank you for shining on. I'm Casey, and our thought for the day is, according to his obituary in the Times, the last words uttered by Charles Dickens. Be natural, my children, for the writer that is natural has fulfilled all the rules of art. See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kacey.co. That's kacey.co. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning, right here on Real Country. 1260 WBNR, 1420 WLNA, 920 WGHQ, and 92.5 FM in Kingston.